Chapter 3. Old Testament History, Creation Through the United Kingdom. For the Bible should be viewed not only in its single books, but in their connection and in the unity of the whole. The Old Testament could not be broken off from the New and each considered as independent of the other, nor yet could any part of the Old Testament be disjoined from the rest. The full meaning and beauty of each appears only in the harmony and unity of the whole. Thus they all form links of one unbroken chain, reaching from the beginning to the time when the Lord Jesus Christ came, for whom all previous history had prepared, to whom all the types pointed, and in whom all the promises are yea and amen. Alfred Edersheim. Outline of Old Testament Historical Periods. I fondly remember my law professor Grant Nelson excitedly telling us second-year students that having the first year under our belts, we were about to discover the interconnectedness of the entire field of law. He assured us that a light would soon turn on, and our subsequent studies would become richer and more meaningful as the big picture came into focus. He couldn't have been more right. Professor Nelson's enthusiasm for imparting the law to us was infectious, and I hope my enthusiasm for the Bible is contagious as well. When I first began to study the Bible, I felt lost and overwhelmed, having no idea how the pieces fit together to form a comprehensive story. But the more I studied, the clearer the picture became. As I described in Jesus on Trial, my understanding increased as I began to notice recurring themes and other evidence of the Bible's unity. Another key step was learning the flow of Old Testament history, after which, as in law school, the Bible's broad sweep came into clearer view and the details started falling into place. Scholars outline Old Testament history in various ways. Professor Paul Benware frames it in two main sections, the first involving God's dealings with mankind generally from creation to the Tower of Babel, Genesis chapters 1 through 11, and the second focusing on God's dealings with Israel specifically, Genesis chapter 12 to the end of the Old Testament. Why did God devote so little space to the beginning period? Because the Bible's purpose is to relate salvation history, not secular history. God gives us a brief, albeit vitally important, account of the creation and man.